Right now, though, time to talk hidden history. And today, Lake Waroona. I'll be out there probably, I don't know, quarter to five, 5 o'clock tonight, doing a few laps. Where did the idea for Lake Waroona come from? Well, let's find out. Our history expert is Charles Fay. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning. So the idea for Lake Waroona, I think it came about in sort of the 1870s. When the great English novelist visited Bendigo in about 1870, he described Bendigo as sort of being scraped up out of the earth by the rake of an infernal deity.
Oh,
and he said it was who left everything behind, barren, uncouth, and disorderly.
God, who was the author?
Trollope, Anthony Trollope.
Ah, right, okay. So he was obviously impressed with the joint.
Yeah, he thought it was a very rough and place, and there's no doubt it was. And if you look at pictures of Bendigo in the 1870s, you know, there's not a tree to be seen. There's as the sort of deep quartz mines are being invested in, there's literally hundreds of chimney stacks and lots of dust all over the place. And the other interesting thing about Bendigo in the 1870s, the town clerk built the roads with a concoction which was called Flexure's mixture, and basically it blew all over the place in summer.
Ooh.
And became mud in winter. So I think Lake Waroona is a part of a plan to really beautify Bendigo that takes place from, I suppose, the mid 1870s right through the 19th century.
Wow. You know, we do have to absolutely pay our forefathers some great respect, though, because, you know, they call Bendigo basically like a city in the bush, and yet, and it is so flourishing with trees and, you know, what have you, and the creek tracks and the gardens and what have you, and yet, here we are, like back in the day, it could have very easily been a different outcome if everyone went, "Eh, doesn't matter, don't worry about, like, trying to regenerate anything," you know?
No, I mean, they did a wonderful job. And basically, you know, year after year, and Lake Waroona's part of this, I think it was started in about 1878, but they planted literally hundreds of trees each year. And they tried various types of trees to get them going, and they had to deal with, you know, sort of rising salt levels, and it was a magnificent effort.
And tell me, Lake Waroona itself, what was it before? Was it just like sludgy?
Just a mining dam.
Oh, okay. So there was water there, though sort of from
that
base.
Well, not much water. I mean, what's the lake in Ballarat? Sort of a natural sort of, just can't think of it.
Lake Windaree.
Lake Windaree. And yeah. I think the people of Bendigo decided in the 1870s that they needed something that was as good as Lake Windaree.
Yeah, okay.
And the other interesting thing about the lake is that they used William Guilfoyle to design the gardens around it. And William Guilfoyle's a man who sort of put his imprint all over Victoria. You know, he was in charge of the Melbourne Botanic Gardens, but there's lots of country gardens around the Victoria. But he had a part in providing, I suppose, trees for, you know, the local councils could write to Guilfoyle, and the botanic gardens would provide them with trees.
Yeah, I reckon it's wonderful. It's one of the things I love about history is I love going to really old places and sort of thinking who's been there before me and who's touched them and who's, you know, whatever. But also that, as I said this afternoon, when I go out to Lake Waroona, and there's probably going to be, as usual, people everywhere walking, dogs, you know, animals, bloody wood ducks chasing me and getting hissy because of their kids, which is the only thing I don't like, because my friend who I walk with is absolutely dead scared, so I get pushed towards the rabid ducks. But anyway, I digress. But it's great to think that our forefathers, through the work they did, have left that legacy for us to enjoy and future generations to enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, they were responsible for tearing it up in the first place.
Well,
I think
true.
They realized what they'd done, and there was a tremendous effort to turn Bendigo, you know, from a sort of dusty mine, you know, windswept place into a rather elegant city.
Yeah, well,
I've got some wonderful descriptions of, you know, a diarist of a miner and taking his kids to the sort of various parks,
right?
You know, to get away from the sort of cramped conditions of the little miner's cottage in Long Gully, you know.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. It's terrific work they've done, and Lake Waroona there for everyone to enjoy. So, Charles, as always, fascinating stuff. Thank you for that. We'll talk again to you next week.
Okay, Mark. Catch you.
All the best. Charles Fay, Hidden History.